The koponim for me to come over lailo. Yikaganiv, since he have said at night time is going to be considered like a ganiv. Alma or yumamhu. That's what the postik says. Laor yokim rotseach. By the or the rotseach will get up to kill. That means by daytime. So you see clearly, laor here means yom. The Eve was saying at daytime rotseach kills. At nighttime it doesn't have to kill; it'll just steal. For me to come over lailo, yikaganiv. Alma or yumamhu. You see, claw the or is called yumamhu. And the Gemara again, no. Hosam hachikoma. This is what the pasuk means to say. If shita lecha milsa kenura. If you know 100%, just like it's light outside, the anafosh is causing that this person is coming to kill you. In other words, you're in your house and you see a robber coming to the house, and you know 100% that if you're going to stop him from stealing, he's going to kill you. Is rotseyachu that person entering your house has a shame rotseyach? And the locher is v'niten latila b'nafshoy. You're allowed to save yourself by killing him. If somebody comes to kill you, as pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to save yourself and kill him. There also, if it's 100% clearly to you that this ganef is coming into the house to kill you, you should know you have a right to stop him and kill him. But let's say it's not 100% clearly that this guy is coming to kill you. He's only come to take your money. If you're going to stop him, he'll walk out the door, he won't kill you. If you have a suffix, it'd be misafkulucho milsa kalailam. But if you have a suffix just like night, and there's night times dark, you don't know clearly something, then yiyo be a necha kaganif. He should only be considered this person like a ganif. And if a person is only coming to rob from you, is lanitin latila banavshoy. You have no right to go and kill the person. If a ganif comes into your house to rob you, and you know 100% he's not going to kill you, you have no right at all to kill him. So, if you know Vadi is coming to kill you, then you can kill him. But if it's a suffix, if he's come to kill you or not, then you don't have a right to kill him. Which is that's shver. If you have a suffix, if the guy's going to come to kill you. So, when a suffix, you should also be allowed to kill him. Because as gosso, suffix, kruach nefesh, you go to chumrum. Like if you have a suffix, if the guy's going to kill you, you have a right to protect yourself. So, Taisus and Mepharsha speak out that like Taisus says, I'm a reed, reform, to high crow, be av ala ben mari. This pasuk here is talking about a father is coming to steal from his son. Now, usually it's a non-tzadi, a father, even if he goes to steal from his son, he will not kill his son. A father has rachmanis on his son, no matter what, he won't kill him. So that's beyond this pasuk. If your father comes to rob from you, min astam, you're not allowed to kill him. Because min astam, he won't come to kill you. Even if you get him there and say, what are you doing stealing? It's my money, get out of here. He won't pull out a gun, he'll just go out of there. But the pasuk is saying, but if you know 100%, like your father hates you, and you know your father means business and will kill you, even by your father, you're allowed to kill your father. If you know your father's there with a gun, and if you stop him, he'll come to kill you, you're allowed to get rid of him. But that's only by your father. But enechnami, there's other yestestiras, other Gemara Sanhedrin, it says not like that. The Gemara Sanhedrin, they say it's talking about the opposite case. By a regular person, then faket, even in a suffix, you have a right to nemo and mistami, he will kill you. That's usually a chazaka. If a person comes to steal, and you're going to stop him from stealing you, he'll get so nervous he'll come to kill you. So minastam, he's called coming to kill you, and you're allowed to stop him. Then the din is only if you know 100% that he won't come to kill you, then you're not allowed to kill him. So that's the two different gemaras. If we're talking about a father who's coming to his son, that's our gemara here. That minastam, a father won't kill his son. Therefore, if you have only a suffix, you can't kill him. Only where it's 100% to you that you know he will come to kill you, then you have a right to stop him. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But nothing to do, what is the noun, what does the word or mean? By the mace, we have another kasha. Yechshechu koichve nishvoi, yekav l'or v'ayin, v'yal yira v'yafafe shochar. That's another pasuk Eiv said. That yechshechu koichve nishvoi, you'll get dark, even the kechofim will be dark, and yekav l'or, you'll hope for the light to come, v'yayin, and the light won't come. You won't even see the morning star. You won't see the light coming out. But like Eve was saying a klola here. You're going to wait and hope to see the light, and you'll never see the light. Now, he's going to hope for the light, and it's not going to be there. Is the Kura Alma or Yamamahu? What does or here mean? It means daytime. Whereas the nighttime is going to be so dark that you're going to wait until the daytime comes. That's the shot. Yechshechu koichve nishvoi. It's going to be so dark to kechavim at night that yikav l'or. You're going to hope for the daytime to come. So, Chura, you see, the word or here means daytime. So, Chura, it's a kashon of Yehuda again. How could you say the word or means nighttime? So, the Gemara, no. Hosam meletu de kolayet le'iyuv. Iyuv was just giving a klola, cursing out le'mazle, his mazel. like everything went wrong for him, so he gave the klal of his mazel, the mazel he was born in. Like it should come upon me, my mazel, that I'm hoping for light to come, I'm hoping for something good to come, and I don't find it. So he didn't mean to say call or there means daytime. Just meant to say like his mazel, I was hoping always that something good would come out of my mazel, and nothing ever came out. I never found anything good out of my mazel. That's all Eve meant to say. But Eve wasn't talking about, again, about the noun, what does the word or mean? Fight the mace, another kasha. The pasuk says in Tehillim, V'yomer ach choshech yishofeini v'layla or badeni. Again, it'll be dark, and v'layla or badeni, and even by night time will be or will be light to me. Is the chura alma or yamamahu. Here or has to mean daytime. He says ach choshech yishofeini v'layla, and even the night time, or badeni will become like daytime. What does it mean v'layla or? Means the night will be like day. So chura, you see, or here means light, means daytime.
What is the
Torah
saying?
Yeah. I thought David was saying, and I was chasing after me. I'll even die when they're chasing after me. V'yushafuni, go after me. V'yashach tamid olay. It'll always be dark for me. Loshen nosha v'layla v'choshach she'isi shruya boy nas or. But change not like that. That the darkness that I was in came to be like or badeni for me etzli. V'gavi layla, since start saying nighttime, shayach l'mei meyoyim. It starts to say like my night turned into day. Is al mahochikom adavid halayla nas liyoyim. That the darkness that I was in, like Lila, changed to be like daytime. So you see, Lila, or Badeni, that the Lila became to be like or, so you see, it means daytime. You see, or means daytime. Alma or Yamamu. So the Gemara knows. Hosom hochi korma David. This is what David Melech was saying. Ani amarti, I thought, ach choshech yishafuni lelam avo. Shudoy meliyoin. That because of my chet that I did, I thought that I'll be like in darkness, even lelam avo. I won't get Eilam Abba because of the chet that I did. The Drasha Niyamati, Bifnei Chatoi, Shaf Min Eilam Abba Etrid. I thought that because of my chet, even I won't be Zeichet Eilam Abba. But now, that will soon see Rashi brings down, now that there's an Edus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel David HaMelech, is Af Min Eilam Azer. Shoyisi Shruya Ba B'choshech. Even in Eilam Azer, this world that I was B'choshech, with a Cherpa, Hey Yabba Adeni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it light for me. That Kosh Baruch was Madi in this world, his son, Shemochlo David. That Kosh Baruch was Meichel David Melech. What was the Meisam? Kishabikesh Lachnis Aron the base Kodesh Hakadoshim, when they wanted to bring in the base of Midrash, but Meish Shleimai, they wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Hakadoshim, Vedovku Sharim Zebzeh. The gates closed tight one to the other, and they didn't let the Aron come in. Until they said, let it come in, Bishchus David Melech, and then it opened up, and it let the Aron come in. So that was the riot to the whole world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel David. So the kids HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel David, so he became like Or, even in Laila, even Laila Mazir. Even on this world, it was you do it to everybody that David got Mechilim. So that's what David HaMelech meant to say. But not to call Or here means Mamish daytime. It just means to say, even the Laila Mazir also came light for me, that I had a Yeshua that everybody knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel me. The Gemara says, "What ani yamati achosh shechishvuni olam abo shudoy meliyoyin." I thought I won't even get to olam abo. Or the achshav now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel me achshav olam azir shudoy melalayla. Even in this world, as doy metin layla is or badeni became or became light to me. For the Gemara Meisvei, I have another kasha now. We have Yehuda Raima, but is a brisa later. Yehuda says, "Boy dikin or la abosa." There's one takon on erev Pesach to make the bedika like we do at night time. The night of Erev Pesach, you're supposed to make the bedika. Uvar Bosa Shachris. Let's say somebody was honest, he couldn't do it at night time, or if he got to do it at night time, he still has a chance to do it in the morning. In the morning, you're also supposed to make a bedika, Erev Pesach. Uvar Shas Abir. And if you didn't do it in the morning, your mamash have time up until Chatzos, till Shas Abir, you can still make a bedika. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, me, the comrade of Yehuda, boy, the kim or our Bosa. Uvar Bosa Shachris. Since he says two different cases here, you should know, first make the bedika or. What does or mean here? It can't mean in the morning, because that's the next halacha, that you can make the bedika in the morning, shachris. So or here has to mean at night time. So if you're just saying first make the mitchila, you're supposed to make the bdika at night time of erev Pesach. If you didn't do that, then you could do shachris. Of lechuri, you see clearly alma or utahu. You see clearly that what's the taitch of or when the brice, when the mishnah says or brice, so now mishnah says the word or. What does it mean? La utahu. It means night time. Shema mina. So it's a clear raya. Like from the Brice of Rabbi Yehuda, that there you see clearly that the word or could mean Laila in Ataka, it means Laila. So the same shot now Mishnah also. When now Mishnah says or Arbosa, the night of Arbosa, it doesn't mean the day in Shachris, no, it means at night time. The night time or could mean night time. So the night time of Erev Pesach, that's when you're supposed to make the Bedika. And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos explains, of the Mod Nezach, like, what do we have to go through the whole shock? We have a whole machlekes here. What does the word or mean? Does or mean light, daytime? Does or mean laila? The Mishnah should have said clearly, or by laila, or larbosa, make a bdika. There won't be any questions altogether. You have to go through a ganze gemara to know what the word or is for. Why does the Mishnah say the word or, Taka? And with good, with saying, with coming out, the word or means laila. But let the Mishnah say clearly, by laila, larbosa, bergnes achomis. The Rambam answers, it's not nice for Gemara to start off with the word Laila. Doesn't want to start off a Masecht with the word Laila of darkness, night time. It's not nice. That's why when Rebbe was in the start of the Mishnayis, he bedafka wanted to use the word Or. So it's lichtig. It's nice to learn. Gemara learning, Mitzvah says Or is light. You can't start off something with Laila. That's why Rebbe wanted to use the word Or. But Enechanami, the Maskaner is the word Or could mean Laila also. And that's what it means, like in our Mishnah. Just like Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says the word or means clearly nighttime, our Mishnah also means or means nighttime. Shema Mina. For the more mates, we have a kasha though on this. We have a Tesefto, Meyemosai Arba Osa Osa Vasiyas Melacha. At what time of the day on Erev Pesach is it also to do Melacha? So Rashi brings down, Osa Vasiyas Melacha, but Mokim Shinogu will have the fourth parak talks about this, that in a place that they made a minik, Lina Gisa to be Noy Gisa not to do Moloch and Erev Pesach. The Minla Kamon, Mokim Shinogu, Zolasas Moloch, Enoisin. If you live in a place that the minig of your Mokim is not to do Moloch on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do Moloch on Erev Pesach. Now, when does that minig start? At what time of Erev Pesach of 14th day of Nisan, when does the Issa Moloch start? Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakovoyme Mishas Or. It means in the morning. When it starts to become light out, that's when the Issa starts. Mishas or, so Rashi, avakoydim lechein afilu nogu botladaitim. Even if there's a minig not to do malach at that night before, don't have to pay attention to that minig. It's botla. The minig could only start mishas or. We have Yehuda Waimeh mishas haneitzachama. If Yehuda says no, it only starts mishas haneitzachama, it's a little bit later. Whereas or means like the one, or the sashachar. And Yehuda says a little bit later mishas haneitzachama, the sun rise. Omalei Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Reb Yehuda, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said back to Reb Yehuda, V'chiheichon mitzinu yoyim, she miktsosay osa v'siyas melocha, u miktsosay muta v'siyas melocha. In other words, Reb Yehuda is saying, on Erev Pesach, when do you have to stop doing melocha? Bahaneitzachama, by sunrise. But before sunrise, even though it's already early sashach, it's already called yoin, you are allowed to do melacha. Whereas in the morning, the beginning of the morning, you're allowed to do melacha. Just by neitzacham, you have to stop. So that's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov's kasha. Where do you ever find such a case like that? That half of the beginning of the day is mutter, and a few minutes later, by half an hour, whatever the shear is, 72 minutes, by a neitzacham, then it becomes aser. Where do you find such a gdorim in the rabbonins? There's only Yisra the Rabbanon here. That Rabbanon should say a mixus hayom should be muta and a mixus should be yosser. That's his kasha. The Rihechim Mitzinu, where do we find yom, a day, she mixasa yosser vasiyas melach, like you're saying here, from haneitzachamah it's osi, you can't do melach on Erev Pesach, or mixasa that before haneitzachamah, muta vasiyas melach, you are allowed to do melach. Omalei, he answered back, hu atzma yechiyach, I have a raya from you, Gufa, why are you any better? What does Reb Lezer ben Yaakov say? He says, Mishas Or. What does Or mean? It means good. Oilas HaShachar. When the sun star comes out. Morning star comes out. But even if you would shver. Hu Atzma Yechiyach. She Mitzasei Mutter. No. Omalei, Hu Atzma Yechiyach. I have a raya like this. Hu Atzma Yechiyach. She Mitzasei Mutter Bechilas Chomitz. Or Mitzasei Osa Bechilas Chomitz. I have a raya from the Torah. The Loch of Erev Pesach, Gufa is Cholok. Up until Chatzois, we're allowed to eat Chomitz on Erev Pesach. From Chatzos and on, you're not allowed to eat Chomitz on Erev Pesach. So you see clearly there's a loch in the day that divides the Isurim. The first part of the day is Mutter, and the second part is Osa, so what shall Shver? Now, Me the kom Rabbi Yehuda Mishasan Eitzachama. Since he said Mishasan Eitzachama, Alma or the kom Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov or tohu. So you see, the word or that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov means is nighttime. San Shulman, it's not like I said before. Not that he did, at least is the Havamina, the Maskonot, like I said. But the Havamina is now that or, according to Lezer ben Yaakov, means nighttime. He said the Malacha starts at nighttime. So the beginning of Yud Dalet by nighttime, Nalardu Malacha. And it's only of Yehuda that said back Mishas Haneitachama. Because that's the Machlaikis. You have Yehuda says from the morning, Haneitachama, it's awesome. And Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said at nighttime you have to start doing the Malacha. So here you see that or means nighttime. Empty Gemara Loi, this is no Kasha. My or, what does Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov mean when he says the word or? Hitak also means in the morning. Just he means Omer HaShachar. It's not like you said Haneitachama, sunrise, but I mean at the beginning of the day, the beginning of the or, which means Omer HaShachar. That's what I mean. But ain't Nachanami. Or could mean Omer HaShachar. Now, if you want to bring a raya here, that or has to mean urta, has to mean laila, so tomorrow now there's no raya. Here the word or could mean daytime. And what he meant to say is, by Omer HaShachar, that's when you have to start doing malacha. For at the Gemara, if that's true, Yehochi, if that's true, to call Malay. So what's his kasha back to Rabbi Yehuda? Yehochi, to call Malay, he asked him, Heicho mitzinu yoyim she miksosei mutter basiyas malacha, or miksosei yosa basiyas malacha. Has Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov had a kasha to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that up until an Eitzacham it's mutter? But after an Eitzacham it's also, where you find that one day, half yes, half no? For at the Gemara, name Elon Avshe, he should ask the kasha back to himself. Ha'ika Laila, the kasher of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Even Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the saying, you can't do malacha me'or, means Omer HaShachar. That means only in the morning star comes out, you can't do malacha. But the nighttime you could do. So here you see the day of Yud Dalet with dividing in half. That the nighttime is mutter ben malacha. And the daytime is usher. So why doesn't he ask the kasher back to himself, on himself? Where do you find something divided in half? And if the Gemara poshut, Bishleim l'didi, Bishleim in my half, we understand. A half between night and daytime, that we know, the Rachluk Yadinim. Ashkachna, the Kopolog Rabbonim, ben Yimoma, Lalailom, we know already Rabbonim made Chlukim between day and night. By a tainis we have the locha. Tainis is start in the morning, and at night time you can eat, even though it's only a tainis in the Rabbonim, that's not, we learned. Gabi tainis Sibur. Ad mosai oichel b'shoisa. Until when are you allowed to eat? When does the tainis start? Ad sheyal omer hashachar. Divrei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That's what Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds, that up until oilos hashachar, you're allowed to eat. So you see, tainis, at nighttime you are allowed to eat. The tainis first starts by daytime. You have shimenaimer ad kruos hagevr. A little different cheer. It's a little different than omer hashachar. Till when the rooster starts calling out, that's when it starts. The tainis starts. But it's also only the beginning of the day, and not at nighttime. So you see a chilik between night and day, that we understand. So Meili says also here, that's what I say, on Erev Pesach, there's a meaning not to do malacha. When does the meaning start? At the beginning of the day. True, the whole night you're allowed to do malacha. That I understand. Because in the Rabbanans we know nighttime can have one din, and the daytime can have another din, just like by Tainis. At night you're allowed to eat, and daytime you're not allowed to eat. That I could understand. So what I say though, as soon as it comes daytime, by Omer HaShachar, you're not allowed to do malacha. That's good. Elo l'didoch, I only have a kasha on you, Rabbi Yehuda. On you it's shver. Heichi yashkachna, where do we find Yomam Gufa, that the day itself, the polik bei Rabbonim, that Rabbonim make chaluk yedinim. Because you're saying, daytime we know starts from Omer HaShachar. That's when daytime starts. Now you're saying, the first 72 minutes, up until Neitzachama, till sunrise, you are allowed to do malacha. Just after sunrise and on, then you can't do malacha. Where do we find such a chilek by daytime that you can't do malachas? Or Malay Rabbi Yehuda answered back, Poshit. Hu atzmo yechich have a raya for the din chametz gufo. She miktsase mutta v'achilas chametz, or miktsase yasa v'achilas chametz. The locha is Erev Pesach. Half the day you are allowed to eat chametz, and half the day you're not allowed to eat chametz. So Chur felt the Gemara is sharp and common to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda answered very good back to Rabbi Lezer. Like, what's Rabbi Lezer's kasha? Where do I find half a day one din, half a day another din? I have a clear raya from chametz. Erev Pesach. Half a day you're allowed to eat chametz. The other half you're not allowed to eat. I have a clear raya from chametz. So what was Rabbi Lezer's kasha? So the Gemara like this. Hachikomalei Rabbi Lezer. This is what Rabbi Lezer meant to ask the kasha back to Rabbi Yehuda. Amin elecho anom locho de Rabbonin. I'm asking you a question. When the Rabbonin come to make zeris, the Rabbonin can't just start making a blue moon a zeris. They make zeris with svaris. They go to make zeris. when the Rabbanim make Zeris, where do I find that Rabbanim make a day and half? To say, half the day is Osram, half the day is Mutter. That I never find. That was Rabbi Lezer's Kasha. Of the Atom Atali, you answer me back, Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz. From there there's no Raya. To your Raisa. That's to the Raisa the Galocha. The Yad Hocha Osir Rachmona, the Yad Hocha Shara Rachmona. What the Torah says, we can't ask any questions. The Torah can say whatever it wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it Tzivud, that on Erev Pesach, up until Chatzos Midashim Sukkim, you are allowed to eat Chometz, and afterwards you're not allowed to eat Chometz. So that's Gzeiras HaKosev. What the Torah says, I don't ask any kashas. That's not a kasha. I'm only asking you on a kasha when the Rabbanim come to make Gzeiram, come to make Dinim, where do we find the Rabbanim's Din ever? You find that in the daytime, there are two Dinim in the Rabbanim. That, like you're saying, part of the day, Erev Pesach, you are allowed to do Malacha. The other part of the day, you're not allowed to do Malacha. That I never find. I never find that on Issa, the Rabbanim, when the Rabbanim come to make something, it's like, oh, it's like a low plug. The Rabbanim say a clear, general thing. Today is awesome. So true, a chiluk between nighttime and daytime, that you proved. That by tinus we see, even in the Rabbanans, they look at night one and day and not something else. That's true. But the day itself, you never showed me where the Rabbanan makes there is that you divide a day in here. That I don't see. The Adhoch is also Rachmanan, the Adhoch is Shai Rachmanan. The Edoch, what's up, Yehudin meant to say? If Yehudin meant to bring a Raya Maskim to you, from the Uriah Sadiq of Din, I wouldn't bring a Raya. But even on the Rabbanan made also a Xer on Erev Pesach. May the rice you let eat chometz till the end of Bob Shois. The Rabbanan asked it 2 hours before that. So with the Rabbanan 2 hours before the sixth hour, you are not allowed to eat chometz. You see, in the Rabbanan goof on Erev Pesach, up until the 10th hour, you're allowed to eat chometz. For the 10th hour and on, you're not allowed to eat chometz. You see, with the Rabbanan, you divide up Erev Pesach in here. The Edoch, Shois the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda meant to ask, bring his raya from the din of the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan were meisif on the raisa. That even though the raisa up until Chatzos were allowed to eat, the Rabbanan said from 2 hours before, like we're knowing, Erev Pesach, we don't eat chametz from the 10th hour. So the Chori see, even in the Rabbanans, we divide the day in here. The Yiduch, Rabbi Lezer said, that's no raya. There is hachokahu the Yavad Rabbanan with the raisa. There the pshat is, that the raisa said Erev Pesach, till Chatzos you could eat chametz, afterwards not. The Torah has the right to say whatever it wants. Now the Rabbanan came and made a chokum. Could they not to be over the Yisra Torah and come to eat chometz like somebody's watch broke? He won't know what time it is. He thinks it's before chatzos. Really, it's after chatzos, and he'll come to eat chometz. So Rabbanan made a gzera. Could they nobody should be over? And he said the right to say even 2 hours before, don't eat chometz. So that's mistavro. It's not the pshat Rabbanan made tam minuta konam half a day yes, half a day no. Rabbanan just said on Erev Pesach not to be over and issue the raisa, because we'll see the Gemara later about that. That people could make a mistake for 2 hours. If you come 2 hours late, you have a good excuse. I can make a mistake in 2 hours. Or maybe today not. Today we have watches. Here's the Gemara saying they didn't have watches. You have to look at the sun. You can make a mistake for 2 hours. So therefore, the Rabbanan will choshes. Maybe you make a mistake and you'll think, even though it's 2 hours after Chatzos, you'll think it's still before Chatzos. Therefore, the Rabbanan said 2 hours before, don't eat chometz. But that's Mistavrum. But to say with Rabbanan made up a hoax there like here and Erev Pesach not to do Malachim, we never find half a day yes, half a day no, that we never find. So that's the Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yehuda. Can you bring a Raya or not from this to Rabbanan? Reb Yehuda holds it is a Raya. Kefarat these 2 hours before Chatzos is only awesome with the Rabbanan. So you see the Rabbanans do make such a Gedorah. Half a day yes, half a day no. That's Reb Yehuda's Svarah. And Reb Lezer says from there it's my Raya. Because that's a Din HaChokah. You can't bring a Raya to the Islam Loch on Erev Pesach where the Rabbanan made a new minig not to do Malachim. If there's a minig not to do Malachim on Erev Pesach by daytime, it has to be the whole day is awesome. Good, that's not machlekes. Vaita, Mace, we have another kasha. The halacha ain masiya masoyis ela alachodesh shenira bizmana lekadoshay. The halacha bizmana the bezdin in Yerushalayim they used to make kiddush achodesh. They used to come to bezdin. So when the bezdin the edim came and shed there was levona, bezdin said kiddush achodesh. How would they go and tell everybody else they was achodesh? They used to make torches. They have a big torch go on top of the mountains, and they had a relay system from this mountain to that mountain. They saw the light here, they made a light there, and that's the way they relayed the message all the way down. That phase was chodesh. Sayin masi masoyis. When do we don't put up these torches? El al chodesh shenira bezmanin. Only on the chodesh hachoser. Nor is a chodesh that the first day was chodesh lekadoshoy. Mashenken is if the chodesh is an iber, if the chodesh is like 31 days. It is 30th day, then we don't make torches. Because everybody knows then. There's always a suffix, which day is Rosh Chodesh? Is it the 29th or is it the 30th day? So when Rosh Chodesh comes out on the 29th day, that was the minig then. They used to go up in the torches and relay the message that the 29th day is Rosh Chodesh. But when Rosh Chodesh came out on the 30th day, then they didn't need it. Then everybody knew. If they didn't see the torches, they knew that the Chodesh is not the 29th day, but the 30th day is the Chodesh. So Ein Messiah Masayat Elo HaChodesh Shenira Bizmano, on the 29th day, Lekatshe. Now, V'ein Messiah Masayat Masayat, when did they put up the torches? Lior Yehuri, on the night after it passed. In other words, on the 29th day, Vezdin was Mekadosh HaChodesh. When did they put up the torches? The 29th day after that, the next night, that night they put up the torches. About Kol Ponim Alma Or Utahu, we see clearly that the word Or means Urta. Shema Amina, there's another right, like we brought before, another Kasha, the first man, the Yama, for Rav Huna. Now, Rav Huna said Or means Nagim is daytime. They were proving the second time that Or means nighttime. Because Trita, when they put up the torches there, you can't put up torches by daytime. You're wasting your time. You can't see too far away a torch by daytime. So Trita, when they wanted to make the relay system to show everybody that today's Rosh Chodesh, they went up at nighttime. And at nighttime, so if today was the 29th day, today Bezdin was Mekadosh HaChodesh, at nighttime, right after the Rosh Chodesh, at night, tonight, and if today, by daytime was the 29th, tonight, at night, they went up to the mountains, and that's when they made the relay system. But it says Or. So you see clearly, Or means Urta, means nighttime, so it's another raya. That Or Taka means Laila. Mesme Adakasha, it says, O Yoimed Kol HaLailo Makriv Al HaMizbeach. A Kohen that was doing Avodah the whole nighttime, he was Makriv Al HaMizbeach. Lo'ira, when it comes light, so the Chori here, it means daytime, Toyin Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. He asked again, be Mekadosh his hands and Reglayim from the Kiyur. Even though usually the Lachar is the first time the Kohen walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to wash his hands. But once he's there, he doesn't have to do it a second time. But if he was doing the Avodah the whole night or the whole night time, when it comes Oira, he has to wash again. Is Divrei Rebbe, as I help Rebbe. So Lachura, what does the word Oira mean here? It doesn't mean the next night, it means when it comes the daytime. It comes light. So you see, the word Oira means daytime, means light. And if the Gemara Oira Shani, if the Lashon there is Oira with the hay, when it says Oira, that for sure means daytime. Mashiach and our Shalos, our Mishnah says Or. Shalos, what does the word Or mean? The word Or in Mishnah is seen as a noun, means Taka Laila. There, what it says, it means day, because Oira.
Okay, the Lashon Oira is different than the Lashon Or. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Dav Gimel, Mesechta Pesachim. Just the last line, last three words of that base on the base. Meisvei, we're asking another kasha. Meisvei Mazutra. Mazutra is asking a kasha. Again, we're in the middle of the shaila. What does the word Or mean? Does Or mean night? Or does Or mean daytime? This is the Havimina still. That the Gemara started off again before, that my Or, the first Gemara started off, that Rav Huna Omer Nagi, Rav Huna said it means daytime, day. Rav Yehuda Omer Leili, and Rav Yehuda said it means nighttime. And so far we're going with the Havimina, that according to Rav Huna, when he said Nagi, daytime, he means mamish by day. That's Pshat now Mishnah. And according to Rav Yehuda, Pshat now Mishnah, or La'abosa, means the night going into the 14th day. So now, Meisvei Mazutra. Mazutra has another character.